In Oliver Stone's Vietnam films Platoon and Born on the 4th of July, he used a lot of music from the era. In his new movie, he explores the music directly. It's about Jim Morrison and The Doors. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Doors.
Come on, baby, light my fire. G-A-D.
Pretty good, for me.
Try to set the night on fire.
That's great, Robbie. You got some nice changes in
there.
Any
more lyrics?
Yeah, I got some. I call it Light My Fire. I figure if I'm gonna compete with your stuff, it better be about earth, snakes, or fire. So.
Start over, man.
Yeah, A minor, B minor, it's jazz.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Time to hesitate is through.
Some kind of intro.
No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And the love becomes a funeral pyre.
It's almost like a parody of that corniest of Hollywood traditions, the great composer bio. Cracking a filbert for his daughter, Pete Tchaikovsky suddenly sits bolt upright. Hey, what a terrific idea for a ballet, he says. Except, in the case of Jim Morrison, we're not even talking about a great composer. At the risk of offending legions of permanently psychedelicized Doors fans, it must be said that for Jim Morrison, death was an exceptionally good career move. Had he lived, he'd be about 47 now, and he probably couldn't have kept up what made some people take him seriously, his sex appeal. Wait a minute. You didn't think I meant his so-called poetry, did you? I mean, ride the snake to the lake. The West is the best. The blue bus is calling us. Only the most ardent hallucinator, I'm afraid, can see much profundity in the wit and wisdom of Jim Morrison. But then no hallucinator is more ardent than Oliver Stone. And The Doors, his vastly silly hymn to Jim, is not only his worst movie, it's one of the most hilariously wrong-headed movies in recent memory. Essentially, it really is nothing more than your standard-issue Hollywood composer bio, an attempt to worship its subject and make him accessible at the same time. The attempts to make him accessible, in this case, may be even dopier than the worship. Here's Val Kilmer as Jim, schlepping home the groceries with his girlfriend Pam, played by Meg Ryan.
What are you on?
Ooh, it's just some low-grade acids, not heavy.
Oh, Jim. Oh, God, you know, I cooked the stuff.
Oh, goodness,
and people
okay.
are coming, you know? Ray and Dorothy think that we're flaky enough, and you said that we would wait until after, and now you're gonna peek before me.
Well, it is such a bummer, man, when, like, you can't both peek at the same time. But then, according to this movie, Morrison was peaking all the time. He was a hippie Dionysus, whipping his adoring crowds into a love-crazed frenzy of druggy togetherness and abandon. For Oliver Stone, Morrison was the messiah of the higher madness, the guru of break on through. He came to make us free, but the price of fame and adulation was just too high. Stone, too, wants to make us free and high. His movie is all gyrating cameras and weirdly filtered colors and mind-blowing quick cuts. Endless hours pass as we watch Jim whirl and the crowds go mad and bare-breasted women hurl themselves stageward, all while Jim himself hallucinates symbolic Indian chiefs beckoning him to his destiny. Stone's version of the 60s is both trite and utterly incoherent, a light show. Vietnam, the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, the Kent State killings, all whip by like a fever dream. They're all part of the trip. If only Stone had leavened the headache with a little humor. Morrison himself was capable of enormous irony about his position. And though what was good about the Doors' music was due as much to Robbie Krieger's spacey guitar as to Morrison's bellowing, the singer was a more complicated, intriguing figure than the movie lets on. After all, his favorite singer was Frank Sinatra. Val Kilmer does what he can with the role, but it's more an impersonation than a characterization, and how could it be otherwise? Morrison looked like this and sang like this, but nothing in the movie tells us who he was or makes us care.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.